Okay, I am at a small union meeting in Salinas with Maria Moreno, and I would like to begin by asking you why you are working for the union.
Mm-hmm. Well, the reason we're working for the union is for trying to get the people organized to get better living conditions, better education for our children, better jobs, and we also fighting for something reasonable that we sure need it. Besides that, we are trying our best to make these people understand that we need a union.
Mm-hmm. How much do agricultural workers make?
Well, they've been making up here in this area here, they're doing better since we start organizing the people. Before they're getting at 90 cents an hour, now they're getting $1.10 and $1.25. Some crew leaders that belong to the union, they have the crews all union, and they're getting $1.25 till $1.30 on pruning.
Mm-hmm. How much were people making before?
Oh, the people they were making before, and then it was 90 cents, and also in the Mendota area, they're making 85 cents an hour, 75 also.
Are agricultural workers able to get work daily during the week, or is it only part of the time that they can find work?
Well, it gets a part of a time and in summertime, but not now. See, now it's people that works in the oranges, they start 1 or 2 o'clock because the oranges are wet and they have to get away till the oranges get dry, so they start picking. But pruning, they can start very early because there's too foggy and too wet. So they get about at least 5 hours a day. Sometimes they don't get it at all, nothing.
What kind of houses do agricultural workers live in?
Well, I just say I would like to talk truthfully, of course, because nobody could save me so, because I've been living just checks. We old people, agriculture people, has only one room or two-room houses. Only some ones there had three-room houses. That's the only one, just a small buildings, and we pay so much rent, like the ones that the house we live, they got 4 rooms, and we're paying $35. My brother has a little tiny house, has got 5 children, and he and his wife, and he's paying $25. No facilities inside.
How about food? Are workers usually able to eat fairly well, or do they?
Well, no. That's the reason that we are working very hard, especially myself. I'm working as hard as I can to make these people understand that we need a union, because the way that the agriculture people eat, it's just like myself. Children drink milk once a week, eat meat once a week, because we can afford it to give them. It's just the same with all the people. Some ones, they don't have it at all. Just beans and potatoes, that's all.
How about the fruit that you pick? Do you ever get to have any of that?
Well, yes. Some farmers that will let us have some fruit, but some ones that we have to hide to get the fruit home. There's a man that who lives in Ivanhoe that he used to stay in the inn of the orchard and search each sack of fruit we have. And sometimes, whenever we have oranges and he find out, he take them away from us, won't let us have it. So that's the only way we could have food. Some ranchers, they're willing to give us the food for take home for the children, but someone don't.
Are you able to get good medical care at the county clinic, at the county hospital?
Well, so myself, they've been taking good care of myself, my children, because I used to live in Salinas for 15 years, and they sure take good care of myself, but the way I understand people here in Tulare County, they don't get the right care that they should take, because they don't treat them like they have, they like they do have to treat them. They don't take care of good. They don't give a good medical card, a care.